3, 2, 1.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Wow, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Well, now you know, right after the Maori Fire Eaters, the Waltzing Mice, the aerial photographs of Kate Smith, Topo Gigio.
That's Ed Sullivan. That's my Ed Sullivan impression.
Is that a Carlin take on him, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of my impressions are impressions of other impressionists doing the particular voice. And I'm trying to think, a guy at Happy Valley today asked me, and a young guy, 46-year-old guy that I was playing golf with today, asked me to do Harry Carey.
Really?
And and it was like, I went nuts.
Are you sure
I was doing
that
it, cracking the whole table up.
Sure he wanted the voice or he wanted you to commit Harry Carey?
No, but
that makes sense. That's my age. And we grew up with the Cubs on WGN.
And also, they made fun of him on Saturday Night Live, and that would be Josh's area, probably era of SNL, too.
Rob knows why that was painful for me.
Of course.
It was just such a suck-ass impression done by Will Ferrell, you know?
Like everything Will Ferrell does. He can kiss my ass.
Oh, that depressed me enormously to watch that because... Mm-hmm. But the idea of doing Harry Carey, hey, Steve, we've got a great... Isn't it priceless? With the argument that he had there. I would not have committed Harry Carey after today.
Good.
Not a chance. Not the way I played today, ladies
and
gentlemen.
You did A-okay?
A little 77 for the kid today.
Hey,
thank you.
That's the year Elvis died.
Thank you very much. 1977. Yesterday, I never got around to discussing my food attempt that I pursued last night. As a matter of fact, yesterday afternoon. Mm-hmm. When Carla's off, washing her faces and she's got four or five. She's gone from early in the morning, comes home late at night, and I occasionally have taken to hitting the kitchen and doing a little din-din. And I love
Mike,
yes.
You're now doing a little pop-pop.
Oh, I am? All right, I'll be right there.
All right.
So before we get into this great story about your dinner, it'd be nice if we get rid of the pop-in.
So do you do much cooking, Josh?
I do a lot of air frying.
Okay,
I'm an expert air fryer.
We started a little earlier today than I expected, and I was actually out of the house, and I was in the parking lot of Costco to get a hot dog, and I had to stop that. Mike, that's not funny. That's never funny. You know what you are? You're up to no good.
Sorry.
You got pulled out of the Costco parking lot?
Yeah, I was actually parking when I got the text, and I had to leave, so none hot dog for me today.
I would have said, sorry, Mike. It's going to be 30 minutes, not 3 minutes. I need a hot dog.
And I need to sit in there.
Yes.
This is not, I want to just emphasize, since we've got a cookbook for sale that we're selling for the holidays, this is going to be not your average discussion of making food you can eat. Because the, first of all, the meal was a success.
Good.
And I am offended that you play Elton Brown's theme when that theme is as dry and unamusing as he is. It is as absolute like a science class.
But we've associated it with the cookbook, kind of, because we used it in the commercials.
No, we haven't. Have we really associated it with the cookbook? I'm telling a story.
Oh.
There you go. There's your Alton Brown that I have here.
I didn't even know you had matches today.
The Essen lady from Germany is known as Sophie.
Yes.
I didn't send Josh a photograph of her, but there, if you go to her, I don't want to send people to where she is because I found out when I wanted more information on a recipe that now you got to pay for it.
Oh, okay.
Not a fan of that.
Right.
Not too many people giving recipes out where you don't. But if you watch your video, I
like that you have to pay for it. If you're making content, someone should pay for it. It's a premium experience.
You're right. I know. You do that for our show, too. Yeah. If you're listening to this, pay for it. Get the subscription.
That's right. Or donate.
Donate. Yes. Donate. Make sure it goes to one account. All right. Anyway, getting back to
this video you sent me, Mike.
Yes.
Of her cooking.
Yes.
It is having a little trouble because it's a 45-minute long video you sent me.
And I said that take it to a minute 10.
Yeah.
A minute 10 into it?
A minute 10 in, she starts sprinkling pepper, and that'll then... And I'm not making you watch the whole thing. I'm just going to have...
Do it.
Because this will be the multi-layered story I'm going to tell you about this. So the meal is beef stroganoff.
Hey,
I'm sorry.
Hey.
And beef stroganoff the way she does it. And I think really one of the easiest meals you can make. It doesn't have a lot of ingredients.
What's in the sauce? It's sour cream, obviously.
Onions. Then you braise the little strips of beef.
Sure.
First of all, you braise the little strips of beef.
You got to braise them like you should, yes.
And I'm glad you mentioned the meat because I'll probably skip right ahead to this.
Okay.
The way she does it is that she gets a big chunk of meat, a big hunk of beef.
Right.
And then she takes a rolling pin and she beats the crap out of it, like tenderizing it.
Sure.
And then she cuts the meat into about little inch and a half long strips.
Did you recognize the cut of beef? Does she tell you what cut of beef she uses?
No, and I'm not paying for that. So, all right, there she is.
So there it
That's
is
the meat. That's
out.
After, and look at the outfit.
It's very, very much like Oktoberfest over there.
No.
Almost looks like
it
a dirndl, Mike.
It does not have any. It's a very petite little, almost sundress type of outfit.
Looks
She's
a little
lovely.
Dirndl. Look at the flowing ruffle at the bottom. That
I
looks
think if you see
me.
No, if you
Where,
saw
where's the apron?
If you saw that, there's probably a little leg under there, Rob. There's probably leg, like right where the dress ends.
Yes,
there's leg.
I'm not thinking leg. I'm thinking beef.
You're watching
you're not.
These videos a little different than other people.
Yeah.
Most well, people are focused on the food on the table.
That'll fit right into what I'm going to talk about here.
All right.
Because the lady, if you see any of the videos where she's on camera, she's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very, very pretty. And she's very happy, and she has a beautiful family. And you can hear in the background sometimes when she's cooking, you hear the little kids running around the kitchen like a normal kitchen. It's very peaceful to
What's
watch
her
cook.
Her catchphrase?
She ends the show like,
laka. And I think that means enjoy or delicious or something like
know.
That. Yeah,
I don't know what it means. It doesn't matter to me what it means.
Is there any chance this is a stunt person?
No.
A stunt cook?
Yeah, no, because there. I was almost going to send you another recipe where she is up front and you see her, and I think you would guarantee that it wouldn't be her. You can tell also by the jewelry she wears.
Sure. You've really looked at this, haven't you?
I have, Rob.
Imagine if this lady, Sophie is her name? What if Sophie did
I'm not proud of this.
No,
I'm
you're
really
fine.
Not proud of this.
What if Sophie, in addition to cooking, also enjoyed slot machines? And then you could watch Sophie play slot machines. That'd be fun.
It wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't be the same.
It would be different. Maybe better.
And I'm just waiting for that hint of leg.
Well, I don't know if you'll see that with this because she's at a particular stage of the prep. She's already beaten the crap out of the roast.
I was hoping to see that with the
rolling
pin.
Well, if you rewound it a little bit, Josh, you could see her beating the roast.
Yeah.
But that's not the part that I enjoyed the most.
Of course
not. I don't know. All right. So there she is slicing the meat. Now she's going to beat the roast.
Okay.
All right.
Look at that.
Hear the kids?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're the youngins?
Yeah, because the kids are saying that when she's finished with the meat, she's going to use the rolling pin on me.
Great, Mike.
It is some good ASMR.
Isn't it ASMR? All right.
Really good knife technique, too.
Great knife technique. Great sharp knife. I use the same kind of cleaver knife that she used. I forgot what that's called. There's a particular knife that is. It's a big rectangular.
It's called the German sex knife.
And you know what? Those hands, no bruises.
No, not like... All right. I gotta get mortician's
just
makeup.
Just because we mentioned it in the pre-show, Josh, doesn't mean you need to bring it up.
Swear to God.
Well, I'm sure it was going to come up at some point today.
He wasn't going to say mortician's wax.
So the meals she makes are really good. I've made the I've made a pasta dish that she does.
Right.
I've made one other dish that she does. And I think she's really, she cooks very simply, and it resonates with me because I'm able to duplicate the recipes mm-hmm. for my family. You can eat. And that's what's really good. However, I know when you're watching this, you should be watching it for instruction purposes.
Of course.
I am fascinated by this young lady, and I find her captivating to mm-hmm. a degree. And so when she got to the portion of the video, this particular portion, it'll come up in a minute here, I will tell you this, that I this is going to gross people out. I don't
Not
care
me.
What it is. I just really enjoyed the part where she massages the meat. Why don't we just, after she puts the pepper on it, why don't we just get okay. to that point right here. She's going to put pepper on first. Where's her pepper? There she goes. I think she's going to drizzle it with olive oil.
Yep. Yeah.
Isn't that great, the way she drizzles?
She's a great drizzler.
Isn't she? And yeah. now you got to, here we go. I'm not normal.
What is the matter with you? Good God.
Look at that.
Yeah. She's going to need to wash her hands after that. Got some meat under her fingernails, I think.
Isn't she dainty the way she does that?
Yeah, Rob, I'd say dainty is a good
word.
I've
got a new TikTok for you to create.
Who can afford steak?
Oh, man, that's worth the price right there.
Yeah.
There, and now she bounces. All right, we don't want to get flagged.
Okay.
Got a little olive oil in the pan, and then
great
she
drizzling.
Throws the stuff there, and you lay them down like by strips. You got to
right.
do. You don't just throw them in the pan willy nilly.
No. Yeah, Josh.
Although you really could. You really could.
That's not the Sophie way.
No. Because you do want to sear them, yeah. but you don't need to, is the point I'm trying to make. You could put all of it in there and just
She's
scoop it up
slow.
Until there.
Look, I mean, that first piece is almost done by the
Shut
time she gets the last
mouth.
One.
Shut your mouth. How dare you? How
she's a little slow.
Dare you say that about
not,
Sophie?
I'm not implying that she's slow mentally. It's just she needs to move.
I like the wooden tongs. Look at that. Look at that browning. Look at that browning on that
Great
meat.
Browning element.
It's great browning. I mean, I don't get that. I don't care. That might be her cookware. I don't have the quality
yeah, that,
cookware
that
she
fancy,
has.
That fancy enamel white.
It's probably German, iron. Rob. It's probably German engineered, and that's why it's so superior.
You know,
that's
my favorite knife is German. Did you know that?
What is it?
Right here.
Really?
It's the Forstner.
Oh, cut and shooter.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right,
this
very
is
good.
The Psycho knife, but it was made in Germany. Yeah. It's pointy.
So anyway, sorry about that. I just had
Don't
to share. I had to share, and it was a hit, even with missing an absolute key tablespoon that I blew it. I went to the store. I got it.
What, an
I
ingredient
forgot it.
That you didn't put in?
Yeah, an ingredient. Because the three main ingredients for the sauce are sour cream,
mm-hmm.
Dijon mustard,
okay.
and I missed the last one, a tablespoon of Worcestershire sauce.
That would give it a nice round flavor. I
and
agree.
By the way, the pet peeve I have on cooking shows is when people feign stumbling over Worcestershire. It's that simple to say. It's Lee and Perrin's Worcestershire sauce.
You know, I'm surprised you didn't have it in your fridge already.
I probably did, but I bought an extra bottle. It's a brand new bottle that hasn't been opened.
Well, that one's for drinking.
I want to see how long it's been around.
It's good. What was your rubbing technique?
Same thing as hers. Same thing as hers.
Why didn't you put it online?
But not nearly as dainty.
Yeah. We got to get you a camera stand, a phone stand.
You know what? I might do a cooking thing. I mean, I do everything. I'm a dirty whore when it comes to being on. It doesn't say when it was
Super
formed.
Listener Terry Ledich says you should brown your meat on your Blackstone. It's a good idea.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, you could do that on the Blackstone, 100%. Probably a good idea. I might try that. But, I mean, that's a lot of walking, Terry. A lot of walking from the patio back to
really,
the kitchen to the patio to the kitchen again.
No, you stay with the meat. You're only walking to the patio once. Is there not a chair on the patio?
Well, there's prep work that has to be done by cutting onions and preparing for the pasta.
The actual just walking out there is just one extra walk and then walk back when it's done.
What if you bring the Blackstone inside?
Good idea.
Yeah, we'll get right on
wheels,
that.
Wheels, right?
Yeah. We'll get right on that.
You want to turn on the fan. I've never heard of mustard in the sauce before. That's
thank you. I hope you... I'm not necessarily going to put that recipe in the cookbook because everybody cooks that. It's simple.
Right.
It's Dijon mustard, sour cream, a little Worcestershire, and onions, and beef, and then you put it over egg noodles, and it's yummy, yummy, loving my tummy. A little garlic in there, too. It's delish.
Yeah.
It's delish. You'll love it. I want to talk about something I didn't even know until you guys informed me right at airtime that when we tape this, not airtime, but tape time,
sure.
That what's this rapture I'm hearing about? Is the world supposed to explode today?
No, the world won't explode. Josh, you probably are more well-versed on it. I did a little research, but what's your thumbnail of the rapture?
All right, the rapture, the definition of the rapture is it's when Jesus returns and all those who believe in him are caught up to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
That's the rapture. It's been portrayed in movies and cartoons about like people will just disappear off Earth. And and if you're still here, then you're going to hell. And
you mean missed out. The people will be lifted up?
Lifted up.
Or to heaven, and then all of us or those that are left behind will be condemned to a horrible life? Is that what it is?
Partially. You have like one last chance where you can get saved after the rapture. But
where do you line up on the rapture?
It's not happening today.
Would you be prepared? Would you be ready if it was?
I am always ready.
Oh, listen to that. See, there you go.
So,
The rapture was first posited in the 1830s by a guy named John Nelson Darby. And some people have said that the rapture was created as a distraction from other things in the national consciousness at that time, such as slavery and the upcoming Civil War.
And there's been, it's in the Bible about the Lord returning, and it says,
Mike, no. come back.
Sorry.
Before we move on, people have been seeing, it's not just mathematical, and I trust anything in the Bible based on numbers. And because it's 9:23 today, that's why it's happening. There are people that have had signs, Mike, and I want to share some of them with you. If that's okay. Oh.
Just gave me a sign about the rapture. I was sitting here, I'm making dinner, starting with my ice cream, and I have just been thinking, the Feast of Trumpets is going to be broadcast over the whole entire world. And of course, we know all the end time prophecy is coming true, all the dates line up, all the things.
The Feast of Trumpets is today in Israel.
Oh, that's a big sign?
That's what everyone's saying, that the trumpets are what starts the rapture.
Okay.
I've been asking God for a sign, because even though I believe wholeheartedly with everything in me that he is going to rapture his church next week, we all want some sort of sign. We all want...
Mike, you can't spell trumpet without Trump. Here's another gentleman.
Tell me why the night before September 23rd, it is currently September 22nd for me, 8:35 p.m. You can see that time there. Tell me why we get Mark 9:23. If you can, said Jesus, everything is possible for one who believes.
Everything is possible for one who believes. That means the rapture is possible if we believe in it.
He looks mad.
He also has to explain how 9:23 happens every single year.
Yeah, it's Carrie's birthday. I know it happens every year.
Is her birthday today the 23rd?
It is, and she wants is for Jesus to come down.
Right.
Is she at home? Is she at home now?
She will be in a little bit. And she's still at work. Yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Maybe she'll just text you. I've been raptured. Bye.
Happy birthday, Carrie.
Now, Mike.
Yes, I'm here.
I like the people that are sure the rapture is going to happen, but they're not my favorite people on social media. My favorite people are the ones that are planning what they're going to leave behind for the people that aren't raptured. So things are going to be okay if Jesus turns them down.
So they're going to help people out that are left behind?
Yeah, because I want to hear, Josh, about the second chance thing. It's like on Price is Right, hole in one or two. But this is what the lady is leaving for
the people.
Good point.
I should leave some stuff for you guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey, guys. All right. What did I do today to prepare my home for the people that are left behind? Let me show you.
I don't believe her just from her user.
I got these at the Dollar Tree. I just wrote these on here, like little notes.
Now pause it. What do you mean you don't believe
her?
All right, pause it.
Yeah.
Her username is @StopWithTheButtholeCramp.
I think it's she might not be a godly woman.
I think it's unfortunate that you just all of a sudden think she's not right because she has that name. You can't classify someone based on their name. Besides, this woman went to the Dollar Tree and bought Bibles.
Bookmarked some scriptures. Mm-hmm. There's the scriptures for you. And I wrote this in every single one of the books.
No, I think she's
so
legit.
Hopefully.
Because when all the Christians disappear, it's going to be really hard to find a Bible.
No, I think in her screwed up plan is that when all the Christians are gone,
blasphemer!
There will be looting. And then the people that are left behind will take her house, and she wants them to find all that stuff.
Wait a minute. Won't the traffic be better?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
There'll be people to run the grocery stores. Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing's going to change. There are going to be a few less people here.
Besides the demons and the Antichrist and all of that.
Hold on. So you're saying that once the people are lifted up, that the Griblies are going to come down to Earth to make life hell?
Yeah, yeah.
Is this going to be hell on Earth?
This is a little bit of hell on Earth.
We've been through that as
the Antichrist comes and takes
over.
We work for CBS.
We know what it's like.
Absolutely.
It's been a while since I've read all this. There were books in the 90s that made it real popular. That turned into a movie with Nick Cage as well, called Left Behind, about this happening, where a lot of Christians disappear through the rapture, and about the people who are left behind.
All I know is I'm reading in the comments a guy is like going off right now about, for goodness sake, Josh, you are presbiopic, and only need multifocal contacts. If you have AccuView, ask for mid-power. Is this from yesterday's show?
This is from yesterday. Today is my first day dealing with reading glasses, and it sucks.
Okay.
But I will say, sometimes we talk about something that strikes the nerve in people, and I get emails.
And it carries into the following show?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and normally it's about politics.
Okay.
But this whole contacts thing, I've gotten so many emails and messages with recommendations.
Says you were undercorrected with your previous lenses and gave you better ranges, I assume, at near, whatever that means.
I was undercorrected because my prescription changes over a year or something. I don't know.
And then Eric agrees with Rob, says rapture isn't even biblical. It was created in the 1800s.
When the rapture happens today at 6, will your vision be corrected when you're lifted into heaven?
Well, the 6 o'clock thing I just made up. I don't think there's a time.
Oh, come on, Josh. We are deadline driven.
No, but here, I'll tell you, here's the problem with the whole rapture concept. It's based on scripture, but it is, the word rapture is made up. But it's Jesus, if you're talking about the Bible, Jesus specifically said when he returns, no one knows the hour, the time, the day. So if anyone is predicting, I know when, then they're wrong. And this happened in, the big one was in 1994, so kind of pre-internet, where this guy, Harold
this
Campin.
This is the good one?
The big one.
The big one.
The big one. Yeah. Harold Campin was this, he was a radio guy.
Shocking.
And a math guy. And he did all this biblical math. And he wrote two books. And the books were about this thick. I used to have one of them about how it was going to happen on this day in 1994. So 1994, I am 14 years old. I go to a Christian school. And I'm not buying it. My family's not buying it. But I do know a family that's all in. All in to the point that their car broke down 2 weeks ago and they refused to buy a car because what's the point?
Because they're going to be raptured and they won't need a car.
What's the point of going to the grocery store? We'll finish all this.
Yeah.
Then I know people on the other side.
Hold on. Slow down.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. So you had a family that really bought into this.
Yeah. Yes.
What do you, in your experience with people that might believe like that, what type of, were they normal up until that point?
No.
Did they, or were they wing nuts? Did their kids go to school without bathing or anything like that? Was there any sign that they were a little off?
When you're in a school,
I'm asking him a question, Rob. Okay, let him answer the question.
Right, it's what you get. Every group of people has the weirdos. And it's the Christians and the ones that are buy into everything. So they've bought into this completely and fully. And their way of trusting the Lord is to not buy a car.
Okay, because they thought that they weren't going to need a car because they were being lifted up.
Which is weird to me because I would have gone the opposite and said, well, I'm going to buy that car because I'll never have to make that first payment.
Make the payments.
Very true.
But that would be a sin.
But I guess so. So But yes, that family was always a little odd, and I still wonder if those kids grew up to be adults.
You were going to a religious school. Did most of the people in the school go to the same church as you?
No. Okay. No, various churches.
Were there churches that were promoting this in 94?
No,
I think I was between church going
there was
in 1994.
No, it was this guy, Harold Campin, and he had a radio show that was like a syndicated radio show.
Hey, man.
Why are you thinking of Scott Shannon and I'm thinking of Scott Shannon at the same time?
Do you know?
I am a professional pastor and DJ.
Do not fix your car.
His show was called Open Forum.
Okay.
And it was on family radio.
All right. Okay.
And syndicated across the country.
Well, it's kind of related that Scott Shannon started a entity back in the, I think, the 80s or 90s called Pirate Radio.
Yeah, late 80s,
I think. They put billboards up of his show in Los Angeles, and the Hispanic community out in L.A. referred to him as the devil because he looked like the devil.
Did he not, known
as El Diablo.
Did they not spray paint El Diablo on one
El
of the
Diablo
billboards?
El Diablo on the billboards.
And that's, you can't buy that kind of promotion.
No.
He looked like the devil. That's it.
This guy was a little crazy because when the 94 date missed, he couldn't understand. So he went back and said, oh, I did the math wrong. It's 1997.
Oh,
I remember this guy. Was he using like a big round Peruvian calendar to predict it?
Probably.
And he said he couldn't read it. Yeah.
Eventually he said 2011 and he was wrong again. And then he had a stroke in 2011 and got off the radio.
That's a shame. Yeah.
We were all going away.
So this one is some TikToker came up with today's date based on the feast of the trumpet feast in Israel, but I believe that is also every single year. So I don't know why now, except we have TikTok now.
Where's my trumpet? Where's my trumpet?
All right.
I think that people are probably fed up with things now to a point where they might be more likely to buy into this.
Well,
it's not
we were
a great
discussing.
Time.
We were discussing before the show that these are very charged times.
Yes.
Right now, with the intersection of politics and religion, based on the Charlie Kirk situation, and they're kind of overlapping. And I know a lot of people who are very, very devout Christians who don't really like the politics being mixed in at all. I think a lot of people feel that way.
Separation of church and state.
Especially when they turn a memorial service into a political rally, which is what they did at the Charlie Kirk thing.
Oh, the Charlie Kirk thing too was great, but Stephen Miller and Donald Trump should have never spoke.
Well, that's what's coming out of it.
Really made it political
because and hateful, which it wasn't. Yes. And it was kind of. Correct me if I'm wrong. From what I read about it, I did not watch it. It was the opposite of the message.
Whole thing.
It was the opposite. Of course, you did. It was the opposite.
Couldn't get a ticket.
I'm surprised he wasn't there.
I know.
Didn't the wife's message say something totally different?
Yes, and it should have ended as soon as she finished.
No hate. Yeah. Love,
she said,
blah, blah,
she said
the good stuff.
To the person who killed Charlie, I forgive you.
There you go.
Charlie would have.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
When you go into a courtroom and you watch a victim make a statement and forgive the person, I find that to be probably one of the most emotional things in the world. And then to be so tone deaf.
Mm-hmm.
That after that happens, you come in and start just rattling the saber. It's just
not tone deaf because he said, "Well, I hate my enemy, even though Charlie didn't." And it's like you're not. It's not even tone deaf. It's making the whole thing about yourself.
It's so
and
bad.
I told you, or I like a lot of Trump's policies. I don't like the way he talks. I don't like the way he speaks.
And a lot of people. So, but anyway, there wasn't a lot of good done. You know, on the political front.
Right. There was a lot of good before those two guys spoke. Stephen Miller made the mistake of saying Charlie Kirk was all about Trump when he wasn't. He was all about Jesus.
Okay.
But
all right. So, do you think the wife had any say in letting Joseph Goebbels speak at the funeral? I mean, I'm sorry, Stephen Miller.
Mike, that was just a slip of the tongue.
I apologize.
I think a little bit. I also think you're in a really tough position where if the president wants to speak, It's hard to say no.
Yeah, feel bad for that.
God, wouldn't it be great, though, to say no to that?
Can I ask you a question about, since we're on the subject of religion? And by the way, Josh informed me, because I wrote it down. I said, Bible study on Monday. I thought he might have done that after I suggested the prayer breakfast on the cruise ship.
Right.
But no, he said the wheels were turning on the Bible study Monday before that. I can't take credit for that.
The Bible study is because it came from the Charlie Kirk death. I have gotten a lot of private messages from people asking about their faith stuff and calling back to church. And I went to church the Sunday after that, and I've never seen so many people in church.
Okay.
So it's about saying, well, lots of people have asked me questions. I'm here. I can go along and walk this with people.
Okay.
But you're still doing the revival on the boat, right?
The baptisms, yes.
The baptisms,
yeah, in a saltwater pool.
No, we're going to use the hot tub, Rob. They were funky about the big pool.
And it is at midnight.
Yeah, before the buffet.
Before.
Please remember that. The buffet.
Welcome to Josh's revival.
There it is.
Hi, everybody. I'm your opening speaker. We've got a lot of good stuff coming up here. Yeah.
Boo!
And Mike, we will invite the president to speak at your memorial service as well.
Okay. That'll be great. Dear God, please make sure he's gone before me.
Maybe AOC will come speak.
That would be, I'd love to have her. I'd like to have her. Monday nights, and it's for anybody that wants to do that, and good luck.
Send me a message
with that. What else did I want to mention? All right, Rob, do you want to do the Irish influencer now or later in the show? It's your
call. In the show, because I think it's going to require a little more dissection.
Okay,
and a little more time.
One quote. One last little political quote. Since we've been all over the place today, I quote the words that apply to me. If you wonder, a lot of people, you know, I get it from both sides. Yeah. I really get it from both sides when even speaking about Charlie Kirk gets people dumping on my case. It happens all the time. And I get it. And I really do. I understand it. But this is my quote for the day. In the words of John Leguizamo, I wrote it down. I love being called woke. Because only the worst people use it as a slur against everything that's good and decent. Stay woke. That's my advice to you. Thank you. Thank you very much. There you go. We have to give you a little message here, and then we got some news coming up for you, ladies and gentlemen. Summer's over. It was a little loud. Real clothes are back. Luckily, Fair Harbor makes the shift effortless. This podcast is brought to you by Fair Harbor. Their fall essentials keep life simple. Soft layers, best-selling tees, and horizon pants that look sharp but move like sweats with four-way stretch.
Oh, great.
Once you try them, you will never go back.
Never, Josh, never.
We lived in their swim trunks all summer, best ever. And Fair Harbor's mission, turning over 37 million plastic bottles into buttery soft essentials that protect the places you love. Stay comfortable, look sharp, and do good. That's Fair Harbor. I promise you, you'll love Fair Harbor. Head to fairharborclothing.com/Mike and use code Mike for 20% off your order. Once again, that's Fair Harbor, H-A-R-B-O-R, clothing.com/Mike for 20% off. And make sure you use our promo code Mike so they know that I sent you, because I am Mike. Mike of the Mountain. A weird show today.
That's a phrase I want to work into more commercials, is because I am Mike.
Mike of the Mountain.
Mike of the Mountain. Exactly.
Let me grab this.
Josh, are you ready for the tidbits? Here they come.
Yep. I'm very excited to share this with you today. Fun little newscast. Get the glasses. Do you have my whoosh? Bring my whoosh to me. Yeah, put it right down there. Yeah, right there. Go ahead. There you go. There you go. There it is. Thank you. I appreciate it. Well, that didn't last long. Jimmy Kimmel Live will return to the airwaves tonight. ABC said that in a statement that Kimmel's suspension was a matter of timing. Here's the quote. And get ready for corporate broadcasting speak.
I can't wait to hear this.
Best kind of speech.
Yeah.
Last Wednesday, this is from the network, we made the decision to suspend production on the show to avoid further inflaming a tense situation at an emotional moment for our country. It's a decision we made because we felt some of the comments were ill-timed and thus insensitive. We have spent the last days having thoughtful conversations with Jimmy. And after those conversations, we reached the decision to return the show tonight, on Tuesday night. Obviously, Jimmy is expected to address the situation when he hits the stage tonight. Sinclair Broadcasting. We yes. were close to Sinclair, but it was a company called Salem Broadcasting when they lied to us and said they were going to keep our show.
Oh,
when
that's
they weren't going to keep our
right?
show.
Yeah.
That's WAVA. One of the Sinclair major stations.
Isn't Sinclair 98 Rock?
No, that's Hearst, I believe. Hearst okay. Broadcasting, yeah,
but
I think.
Sinclair's a Baltimore company.
Yeah, Sinclair. And you're not getting WJLA in Washington will not be broadcasting Jimmy Kimmel because Sinclair Broadcasting is still boycotting them.
Nextstar is as well.
They're one of the major station owners that threatened to boycott Kimmel, says it still plans to preempt the show. The other company, Nextstar, has yet to comment. Both companies are exploring possible mergers that would require FCC approval, so the incentive to kiss up to the government is huge and scary and dangerous and unprecedented and very, 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 very weird. And beware when government gets into that state censorship. It doesn't work. It happens in totalitarian states. Beware, beware, beware.
This wouldn't have happened if Joseph Allbritton still owned Channel 7.
Meanwhile, around 400 celebrities signed an open letter by the ACLU supporting free speech and condemning Jimmy's suspension. The names include Jennifer Aniston, Jason Bateman. Oh, by the way, there's a new show with Jason Bateman that's out. What's it called? Does anybody know what it's called?
I started watching it last night.
Do you remember the title of it? It's supposed to be a few of the guys that I was talking to today were raving about it. I forgot the name, and you have too, even though you watched it. I need that name of that show. What is it?
Black Rabbit.
Black Rabbit. That's the new one.
Black Rabbit.
Robert De Niro, Jane Fonda, Selena Gomez, Tom Hanks, Olivia Rodrigo, Ben Stiller, Jamie Lee Curtis, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, Maggie Gyllenhaal, Michael Keaton, Regina King, Diego Luna, Lin-Manuel Miranda, Natalie Portman, Maya Rudolph, Martin Short, Kerry Washington, Billy Crystal, Christina Applegate, Kevin Bacon, Kira Sedgwick, and Weird Al Yankovic.
No mention of Mark Addy in the entire list.
Wasn't
That's
there.
Sad.
Sorry
Wasn't
about that.
Sad.
One last note. Disney released the trailer for the big screen Star Wars movie, The Mandalorian and Grogu. Did I pronounce that correctly?
I believe
correctly?
You did, yeah.
Ooh, Grogu.
Grogu is Baby Yoda that you see. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Grogu. I am Grogu.
Take him off the air, you will.
That is what I shall do. Sinclair, you will.
let's see. The comments were flooded with people razzing Disney over Kimmel's suspension. The movie stars Pedro Pascal, who also signed that ACLU letter. So it'll be interesting to see what he has to say
tonight. I'm glad that he's back. I hate all kinds of state censorship, but keep in mind, America, next Monday, you're not going to be watching him again, just like you weren't watching him before he was canceled by CBS, or ABC, rather. So if you really support this guy, watch his show. If not, get out of the way.
Yeah, I agree. And the thing is, the shows now a day, that late night enterprise has been, I consume everything late night.
Yeah.
All the shows I like to watch, I consume them all online with clips. I consume most of my live sports now with clips. I'm watching everything online. Now, I still want to see the content generated, but I get it in my little patches. That's how I love to consume it.
Last night on late night TV, there was a live circumcision, and Mike had to watch the clips.
Lots of fun. Perfect. Rob, a story for you. Are you ready for this?
Let's do it.
Let me ask you this. When you let's take out the discussion about sugar sodas and non-sugar sodas. Let's just assume this is when you were drinking your sugary sodas all the time.
Right.
Did you ever find yourself sucking down a fountain drink and thinking, man, I wish this was sweeter?
I've had many times where I thought the mix was off.
And maybe not as
not
flavorful.
As sweet. Or you know what? What many people blow it is they don't put enough carbonation in the water. Mm-hmm. So that's another thing that messes up a fountain soda. I think a fountain soda is a pretty precise thing.
People online are hyping a new trend. It is called heavy soda. Have you heard of it?
No.
That is apparently catching on at some gas station soda machines. It isn't really new, especially in South Missouri, where it supposedly started, where all the great trends start.
Yeah, as far and as it'll I'm eventually concerned. Find its way to Mississippi, I'm guessing, whatever it is.
It's just now going viral on social. If a business has a soda fountain machine, and I guess that's inside the gas station, like a 7-Eleven or something like that, and it can sometimes adjust the settings to change the ratio of syrup, and places are increasing the syrup or syrup. Depend on how syrup. how did you pronounce it growing up?
Syrup.
Josh?
Syrup.
After
wrong?
Josh says syrup? It, it sounds
no, it was just that you paused. You had that little pause because you thought
I'm thinking.
Syrup or syrup?
Not syrup, I don't think.
Well, I know I've heard people pronounce it as syrup.
Yeah. Well, the way Josh says it, it sounds like he needs to say excuse me after it.
Syrup. Syrup. I'd like the heavy soda, please. Can I have some syrup? I'm going to go all over for this. I need some syrup. Okay.
Not the tape I thought you were looking for.
If places are increasing the syrup to maximize the sweetness and then labeling it heavy. So I guess they have heavy right on the, like heavy Coke.
Yeah. Do they charge more? Because the syrup is the expensive part.
I'm not sure. Some people are warning about the obvious health concerns, but there is a practical explanation, too. It's for people who buy one of those giant sodas in the morning, and as the ice melts all day, heavy ends up tasting normal instead of watery.
That actually makes sense, but I kind of like the way a soda dilutes as you have the ice in it. I don't mind that.
You know what I had, and I never get this, after all the crap I give you about sugary sodas, I had a Coca-Cola Slurpee the other day.
The best. Oh,
absolutely.
My God, the best.
It was a super hot day. It's the best, Rob, but I don't know whether I got the best mix, because it seems like the thirst-quenching aspect of it died very quickly. Right.
Well, what you do for the mix, you need to make sure that everyone agrees on it, even the boss. I will mix... This is really the way to do it, is a half and half cola and cherry Slurpee.
And when he talks about that's half and half, that's a half and half creamer,
yes,
cola and cherry. Yeah. What, Josh, you're a fan?
Well, we go to the Coke Slurpees to clear headaches. A bad migraine, the coldness of the Slurpee knocks it out.
The Coca-Cola.
But you get the caffeine and the coldness, you get a headache, though.
No, it clears it.
Wow.
If you have a migraine, it works to clear it.
It was the only thing that Carrie craved when she was pregnant with Julia was a cherry Slurpee every day.
You know, the same day that I had the Coca-Cola Slurpee, I was at my kid's practice and enjoying the sunflower seeds. And because it's the ballpark the ball yard, where he practices, I'm spitting my sunflower seeds. And I got up to fold up my chair and I looked around and it is pretty gross. I don't know if I'm going to go so far as to get a paper cup and spit them all in there, but I might because I looked around me and
grosser.
It was really
no. The cup's pretty gross too. It's like tobacco at that point.
Oh, sunflower seed residue, not pretty at all.
You're giving the sunflower seeds back to Mother Earth, Mother Nature. You're doing it the right way.
Maybe you get up and walk around so you don't spit them all in one location.
Well, that would be standing in one can do everything. You know, really. Ben Affleck's attempt to rekindle the flame with Jennifer Lopez that fizzled out very publicly, and Jennifer Garner now is engaged to another guy. I did not know that. I didn't know that she was engaged, but she is.
I'm shocked.
Now,
you sort of follow her, don't you?
Yes, I do. I'm surprised I didn't.
Have you ever tried her beef stroganoff?
I would like to see her put the olive oil on her meat.
Yeah, I would like to see her with the rolling pin.
The rumor has it now that Ben is sniffing around another one of his exes, Ana de Armas. Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Ana is dating Tom Cruise now. And
Tom
Cruise,
must be nice.
He doesn't like it. A source says, quote, Ben and Ana ended things as friends and vowed they would stay that way. Lately, he's been reaching out to try to see what's up and potentially hang out when they're in the same city. For Cruise, that's crossing the line. By the way, I don't know who these quotes are coming from, that it's crossing the line. I think this is one of those sources that you get, right?
Well, anytime you've ever broken up with a significant other and you said you want to remain friends, that always works out, right?
Always, 100%.
Yeah. I found that to be the case.
Tom trusts Anna, but he doesn't trust Ben farther than he can throw him.
He can't throw him very far with your back, Ed.
Mm-hmm. As far as Tom is concerned, Ben ought to respect boundaries. And I think it's Anna de Armas that was a Bond girl, I think.
I think maybe. You might be right, yeah.
At one point. Yeah, one of the best Bond
girls. And Goldfinger.
Yes. 1963. Shut up. God willing, raunchy humor will never die.
Amen.
A great website for a long time, cracked.com.
Oh, I love it. Derived from the old magazine that was like Mad Magazine. Yeah. It was Cracked.
They put together a list of some of the raunchiest scenes in movies. They have 10. I winnowed it down to 5.
Thank you.
They're also some of the funniest scenes of all time. Here are the highlights as far as raunchy. And by the way, it doesn't have to be sexual content. It's just raunchy, gross stuff that was funny. Bridesmaids, the diarrhea scene, arguably one of the funniest I've ever seen. Number 4, on a related note, Dumb and Dumber, Harry's toilet mishap. Jeff Daniels has said that Clint Eastwood once told him that exact situation happened to him on a date.
I don't think Clint Eastwood in the middle of that situation was going, oh!
You go way back. You go way back with this next one here. Animal House, Bluto impersonates a zit. You remember that one?
Yeah, but I don't think that's raunchy.
That's not raunchy.
No.
Here's one I didn't remember, and it's at number 2. Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me, Austin Drinks Poop. Do you remember that? I don't remember
it's,
that.
He's in the lab. I think it's right after they bring him back to life, and it's it is a sample of number 2, and when he tastes it, he says, quite nutty.
God, that's very Mike Myers with that one.
It is.
And the number 1, this is where they blazed a new trail. I was in a theater watching it with a theatrical person that was like the regional manager for this theater group and the manager, Charles Stossel.
Stossel.
Back in the day while you guys were all over at Terminator. And I watched this and
it's
the hair gel scene. I have never laughed harder. It was so spectacularly surprising and funny.
It was
groundbreaking, too. Moving right along.
Would you include on the raunchy list the farting scene from Blazing Saddles?
Yeah, probably.
I think because if you put it in historic context of when that happened,
right?
I think it was a mind blower.
But it sounds like this list was made from 1995 forward.
Yeah. All right, thank you,
there
Josh.
Was nothing old in this list.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you what's old.
Animal House.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what's growing old is you talking about my movies. That's
couldn't you do like a raunchy segment of Nick's Ticks?
Yeah,
Sticks.
Well, yeah, we've got The Natural this week.
That's good.
That's a nice.
We're going to talk about that. I know we've got that.
Roy
on the
Hobbs
list.
Leaves a coil on the birthday cake. It's in the outtakes.
I thought it was a very special bet. Anyway, no one gives a motivational speech better than Jelly Roll.
I love it.
His son, Noah, just lost a flag football game, but Jelly had just the right words for the kids after the game. He said, never done this before, so bear with me. Hey, listen, man. This is part of it, baby. You have good days, you have bad days. But above everything, you got to have fun. You stick together. He asked the boys if they had fun, and they learned something, and both times the boys shouted back, yes, sir! Jelly closed it out with, the philosophy we have from this day forward, the Tigers don't lose, the Tigers learn. Tell your teammates you love them and you're proud of them and you're going to come back next week and kick somebody's butt. I'm Jelly Roll.
It's great. I love it. There,
Jelly's wife, Bunny XO, filmed the whole thing. I didn't know that was her. You know, when you realize time has passed you by, ladies and gentlemen.
Bunny Roll, nay XO.
Oh. She filmed the whole thing and posted on TikTok. Her caption was, everybody needs a Jelly Pep Talk. Everybody.
The reason I liked the first thing that set me off with Jelly Roll to love him is they did an Elvis special where current artists did Elvis songs around Graceland. Mm-hmm. He was at the pool. Now, the pool is historically off limits for anybody that goes to Graceland or even, you know, to see people in the pool. When he finished his song, which he did a great job at, he put the microphone down and jumped into Elvis's pool. And from that moment on, I thought that was pretty cool. I like
Jelly
that.
Roll did that?
Yeah, and then when he got out, they needed to fill it again.
That's pre-weight loss, Jelly
it was.
Roll.
It was pre-weight loss.
Thank you, Jelly. I appreciate that, Jelly Roll. Finally today, some women carry pepper spray, some carry mace or bear spray, but this woman went with something sillier. A 48-year-old woman in Florida, her name was Crystal, K-R-Y-S-T-L.
Do you think Florida has the most women named Crystal?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I thought so.
And, after the and Tina. Tina and Crystal.
Both.
Her name was Crystal Watt. She was arrested after she allegedly battered a 33-year-old man with silly string.
That is silly.
She confronted him, began spraying, and emptied it all. Then she threw the can at the man. It hit him on the forehead and opened up a gash on his forehead. Crystal, K-R-Y-S-T-L, was charged with battery and spent a night in jail before being freed on a $1,000 bond. The police did not list a motive, so it's unclear why she attacked him. he wasn't arrested, and there's no indication he did anything to her first. It's also unclear what their relationship is. That said, her phone number is linked to an escort service.
Oh, dear.
Which has a website featuring a variety of naughty photos under the name Taylor, not Crystal.
Mm.
Just FYI, on this website, there are no pictures of string and no pictures of spraying. Thank you. That's
thank nasty. You for taking that to the next level, Mike. That's, appreciate it.
Yeah, kind of a theme, being a little gross. All right. Speaking of Hicks, Nicks, Pick Sticks.
Yeah.
Did I get it right?
You did exactly right, yeah.
We will discuss that in a second, because a very special episode that I'm pretty excited about, that's coming up right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. This program, you know, comfort is personal. For me, comfort is crawling into bed at the end of a long day and knowing I'm going to wake up feeling good, not sore, not sweaty, just rested. That's why I love what Avocado Green Mattress is doing. Their eco-organic mattress is their most affordable option. But here's the thing. It doesn't cut corners. It's a hybrid latex mattress with the perfect medium firmness, soft, supportive, and designed to last. You'll feel just as good getting into it as you do getting out of it. And here's something I really appreciate. Avocado owns their own springs, wool, and latex supply, so they pass the savings on to you. That means you get healthier, organic sleep at a surprisingly affordable price without compromise. Plus, it's sustainably made with trusted certifications that prove it's better for you and the planet. That's real peace of mind. So head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save up to 20% on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado. Dream of better. Program is sponsored by Liquid IV. Hey, listen, I'm going to be straight as an arrow with you.
Good.
Liquid IV is part of my life. I am feeling empty today because I rushed in here a little too early with my bruise and my Diet Coke, and I don't have my Liquid IV. But it damn well will be going down my gullet after this show is done.
I bet
done
you had yours this morning, though, right?
I did, but yeah. I need more.
I know you need more.
Liquid IV is part of my life. I drink it every day. And now that summer's done, summer's done for those of you up north, you Easterners, you Northerners. Down here, it's summer all the time. It's time to refocus, ditch the crash, ditch the sugar. The new Liquid IV Energy Multiplier. Got it right here, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. There it is.
So good.
Zero sugar, zero jitters. Liquid IV is packed with electrolytes, vitamins, natural caffeine. It fuels focus, mood, stamina, and hydration all in one. Plus, it's got 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. Try the 2 new killer flavors of the Energy Multiplier, Strawberry Kiwi and Blackberry Lemonade. This one here is your Strawberry Kiwi. I haven't ripped into this one yet, but I am enjoying the Blackberry Lemonade. Power up, stay sharp. That's Liquid IV. Just 1 stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. Ditch the glitch with zero sugar and zero crash from Liquid IV. Tear poor, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with the code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order with code TMOS at liquidiv.com. And yes, the Hicks, Nicks, Hicks, Nicks, Flicks, Spicks.
Nope, Sticks.
Hicks, Nicks.
Hicks, Nicks, Sticks, Picks.
Hicks, Nick, Sticks, Picks. You are on your third episode now.
Episode three, yes.
You've got episode three coming up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the first episode was on The Wizard of Oz.
Return to Oz, the very the scary one setting movie.
Was Death of a Salesman.
Yankee Doodle Dandy, again.
That's what I said, Yankee Doodle Dandy. And I'm very excited about the next one because the next one is a classic film, a modern classic,
I would call it a modern classic, yeah. Mm-hmm. It is The Natural because we just lost Robert Redford.
Yep.
And it's a movie I haven't seen in a few years, and Josh has never seen it all the way through.
Yeah, Have you watched it yet?
Have you watched it?
I watched it yesterday.
Okay.
And not sure if you know this, Robert Redford's a pretty good actor.
Yes, he is, isn't he? He's damn fine. Is that the kind of content we'll get on the movie show?
Yeah, and I'll counter that with another piece of outrageous information. Robert Redford was handsome.
Very good-looking guy.
Yes, he was.
You know what he was? And I don't want to steal the thunder because you can talk about this when you see the show, but he was the great anti-hero.
Yes.
You're right. He was perfect for it. And that begat many, many anti-heroes down there. Wasn't the original, but no. He was terrific in that. It's my favorite baseball movie.
Movie is not getting a lot of his that didn't get a lot of love when he passed is a movie from 73, I think, called The Candidate, where he plays, and it's
fantastic,
so good.
Film.
It is a political thriller, and a political
Peter
drama.
Boyle.
Yeah, years ahead of when that became a thing. And mm-hmm. That's a really fine movie. I don't know if it's streaming. If you can find it, folks, watch it because it's great.
It is prophetic. It is very, very timeless in its identification of what politics is all about.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've always thought about that world. I've certainly talked about it on the show, politics, but the actual participation, especially nowadays when you think about it, the arena, just the take no prisoners.
Yeah.
Absolute leave a grease spot way people practice politics today. Who in their right mind would get into that?
I can tell you that I first watched The Candidate in my government class in high school, 1989, Mr. Ward, great teacher.
Mm-hmm.
But by the time we saw it in 1989, there was sort of a stink about politics already being, what goes on behind the scenes. I can't imagine when that movie came out in the early 70s, what an audience it landed on. To show the way it really was behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Because it's crazy.
So check out the movie show. Josh and Rob will be hosting, and I've been invited to drop by.
Well, you told last week that you wanted to be a part of it.
Yes, yes, very much so.
So what time is good for you tomorrow?
What time do you normally plan on taping?
Midnight.
I'll be there.
No. Josh, I was going to say like 3 p.m. tomorrow. Does that work for you?
Normally in the afternoon.
I'll be there. Look forward to it.
Should we start without you if you're late?
If I'm a little late, but I'll pop in.
Thank you.
What time are you taping?
3 p.m. Eastern.
3 p.m.
Eastern.
Eastern time. And then the show will be available for consumption
Saturday.
When?
Saturday.
Oh, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's Mike! I see him!
And he knocks out the lights. Josh,
I will say.
Didn't that get you hair on the back of your neck standing up when that happened? Huh?
I've seen that scene many times.
Okay.
Because so many
in
people
real
talk
life.
About it as the shock.
When he's at the plate.
Yeah, saw it at his old man softball game.
Exactly. His senior league.
Yeah,
right, he took out a guy having a heart attack.
He took off two lights and a loudspeaker.
Right.
Moments of this movie that shocked me. For, mm-hmm. Considering I've never watched this movie.
The full frontal nudity?
It's the best baseball movie.
I'm just dying of curiosity. How long do you guys tape? How long is the
show? About 40 minutes.
Okay. I'm just curious what his reaction will be. So if you tape tomorrow, there is a chance I might drop by. And,
we will. The open door policy for you anytime.
Speaking of baseball, it was a while back Josh came on this show and then he posted, or in not necessarily in that order, about the fans and how Orioles.
What? I said I wasn't going to talk about that.
Not yet.
I said leave that off the show. We can talk about it next week maybe.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. What was the part you wanted? Oh, baseball is evolving. Baseball is evolving. That's what I was going to talk about.
Yes. Mm-hmm. They have voted today to approve automatic balls and strikes.
So when you said you didn't want to talk about it, Josh, Did you mean you didn't want to talk about it?
You wanted to talk about baseball evolving.
Yeah, but not the other thing.
But not the other thing.
Not the latest update from my rant against the Orioles.
Yes. Okay. All right. But it's pretty.
Maybe next week.
Maybe he doesn't. And some interesting stuff to happen. But the evolving. Does this mean the home plate umpire will be non-existent?
No. It means that the pitcher, the catcher, the player at bat can challenge a ball or strike call at any point when as soon as it happens.
Could they do it on every pitch?
No. I believe they get two wrong challenges.
And if
the call is held up, they lose a timeout.
No, I think that there is a penalty, right?
There's a penalty if you do it too much. Yes.
So if you have two strikes and you're on your second challenge and it's overruled, it's strike three, right? Because they don't add a strike or something like that?
They don't add a strike. They don't add a strike. That's like with the time clock. If the pitcher takes too long, it adds a ball.
Okay, I know that happens. That happens now.
Yeah, it says here that if they do it too many, they have to take their shortstop off the field.
Okay, shut up, Rob. I knew you weren't going to give a real one. You look like you're reading something.
Yeah, but the pitcher, the catcher, or the batter has to make the call. And they cannot receive help from the dugout or anyone else telling them to do it.
Bring the shortstop in.
Yeah, you lost
the rest of the game.
Must have been nice having a shortstop for three innings, but you're going to have to do without now.
Josh lost a game.
This sounds like a disaster to me, with three people being able to challenge calls.
They've been doing it for years in the minors, so it's second nature to these kids who have come up since then.
Okay.
And it works out great if you go to a minor league game, and it's one step closer to getting rid of umpires, which is what I want.
You want them all gone.
I want the one behind the plate gone.
I think that
I would miss the line judge in the NFL. Do you want the line judge or do you want a sensor in the bar so you know where the ball goes?
There's a big difference. In baseball, the interaction and the arguments are delightful.
Yeah,
in
baseball
football,
already ruined those.
How do they ruin them?
You can't do it.
You can go out and argue a call, can't you?
Not really. If you step out of the dugout, you get tossed immediately.
That's garbage.
You know, though, nothing compares to the incompetence of NFL referees. I mean, really.
They're very handsome and they're all ripped. Oh. I like that change.
Well, we were watching in the Tampa game we were actually at last Friday. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, this umpire behind home plate. You wouldn't want to challenge anything because he looks like, Arnold Schwarzenegger at the prime of his bodybuilding career. Uh-huh. But here's the thing. I just think that anything you can do to make the play legit, that you can make the call legit, is fine with me. That's the way I look at it.
And it does, and it doesn't slow anything down. So it's a good move by baseball to do this and continue to evolve.
The last sports note I will tell you is, I've complained about my favorite team in the NFL, your big blue New York Giants, but it's all about to change. The Giants are 0-3. The problems with the New York Giants are multifold. But I will tell you that now, as of today's news, things are going to change. The Giants have benched Russell Wilson and are bringing in the new rookie, Jackson Dart. How's that a name for it? Look at that.
What happened to his face?
He blacked his eye. That's his little eye thing that he does.
But it doesn't do any good if you just do it on one eye.
Where did you get that picture? Is that like a Norman Rockwell picture of Jackson Dart?
That's the official picture that the Giants used to announce he's getting the start.
And it's also, Mike, is the same portrait that's going to be on the Saturday Evening Post this week.
Am I the only one to say this could change it? The New York Giants will be going to the Super Bowl.
Does he just black one eye?
Yeah.
Is that his deal?
That's his thing. That's what he does.
It's like
a Brave Hardy.
Yeah, that's as cool as when people shave a notch in their eyebrow.
I think it might be used to help with his accuracy. I don't know. I really don't know.
It's better than the eye patch. The eye patch didn't work.
The eye patch was terrible. Yes.
I think Jackson Dart, I first became aware of him when I watched him make his beef stroganoff.
And he put the olive oil on his meat?
Yeah, he did. And that actually is not black eyebrow brush. That's just a strip of steak
on his face. I have right here in my hot little hand, I have a press release from the New York Giants.
Oh, this is. I'm glad you're still included on their press releases, Mike. And that you printed it out.
From Brian Daboll, head coach, New York Giants, East Rutherford, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. I have made the determination that we will be starting Jackson Dart at quarterback for the New York Giants. Russell Wilson has done a fine job, but we feel it's necessary for a new spurt of energy to help the Giants to get back on track. I also feel that I am hanging by a thread as far as my own job security, and this is the only lifeline that I am going to get this season. So not only will we be starting Jackson Dart, but I will be going to Mass three times this week and also putting a lucky rabbit's foot up my butt for the game against the Los Angeles Chargers.
What you need to do, Mike, is pray that he spells his first name right. Jackson with an X.
Jackson with an X, yes.
Did you see the story about Eli calling him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because he called Eli. And he called Eli Manning, and Eli Manning had reached out at a certain point, yes, like during training camp.
About,
and
said, if you need help or advice.
Yeah, if you need anything at all, please reach out. So Jackson Dart calls Eli to try to get a reservation at a hard-to-get-into steakhouse. That's
no!
That's great.
Is that entitlement? Is that a guy that has had, like, absolute smoke blown up his butt for his entire life to do that?
That pleases me so greatly. Oh, it really does. God.
It's great, especially with the Mannings. I think that's going to work out really well. And, by the way, the Giants, as I said, are playing the Chargers, only one of the best teams in the NFL so far this season. We will have to wait and see what happens. But for the Giants fans who have nothing really to care about, at least we have now an opportunity to turn the game on and see how our brand new toy works. And if he gets smited, you know, he gets smited.
Shiny and new. What is your prediction for the game, Mike? Score?
62-0, New York Giants over the Los Angeles Chargers. Thank you for bringing that up.
You always keep up to date on your details.
Let me ask this question to our listeners. Are you Irish? Are you of Irish extraction? Are you from the old sod? Do you fancy yourself as everybody's Irish on St. Patrick's Day? It doesn't matter. We have something special for you coming up. But first, I want to tell you that this episode is powered by Incogni, your personal data bodyguard. Data brokers are scooping up your info, names, addresses, even SSNs. Those are social security numbers.
I'll write that down.
They're selling it to scammers, spammers, and shady marketers. No wonder your phone won't stop ringing. Your inbox is a mess. Identity theft keeps creeping closer. Data breaches jumped 72% last year alone. Incogni fights back, automatically removing your data from 230-plus brokers, monitoring constantly, and pushing back when they resist. You're off their lists, period.
Gone.
Four flexible plans, a 30-day money-back guarantee. The bottom line, if your data's out there, you need Incogni. Use code TMOS at Incogni.com/TMOS to get an exclusive 60% off an annual Incogni plan. Incogni.com/TMOS. That's Incogni.com/TMOS. All I know about this next segment, Rob said he has discovered an Irish influencer.
And it wasn't so exciting that he was an influencer. It's what he was able to cover on his YouTube and his social media feed. Mike, you've been to the old sod a couple times, right?
I have, yes.
Okay. Are there any American restaurants that are around there that you recognize that you can remember?
More so in the UK than I remember in Ireland. In Ireland, it was very, very Irish. The desire to Americanize, at least when I was there, did not seem that big a deal.
Well, this was late last week that this guy posted this. There is a restaurant that opened in Ireland, the first of this restaurant to ever be in Ireland. It's the first time it was there. Do you care to guess what it is? A chain restaurant. But they didn't have any of them, not in any of the cities, not anything.
If you've brought it to me, there has to be a comic end to it. So I'm going to go.
I'll give you a hint if you want.
Oh, no, you don't have to. I'm going to guess the Olive Garden.
No, Mike, it is Taco Bell.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
This Irish influencer is the first man to try Taco Bell in Ireland.
Huge day for the country. Taco Bell have invited me to be the first person in Ireland to try Taco Bell.
I'm getting straight into it here with the Crunchwrap Supreme.
It's a lovely shape, isn't it? Fine shape.
Here it is, the first bite of Taco Bell in Ireland. I needed a quiet moment to take in the gravity of what I had just done. It was a lovely, meaty, cheesy experience.
Okay, I'm going to try it with some of the fire sauce. This might be dangerous for an Irishman to attempt.
It was. Here it is, a Taco Bell taco.
This is actually my very first taco of all time. I've never had a taco before. So yeah. If I get the technique wrong, my apologies. I'm a huge fan of that.
I was then offered a sample of pretty much every menu item. These churro things with the caramel sauce, oh, they were nice. I held the...
Okay, just a quick aside. The churros...
Oh, they were nice. They were so nice.
The churros look like something that if my dog made them, I'd praise him and give him a treat.
Yeah, I'm used to the churros here. I'm used to that being kind of a straight thing, the coil? Churro. The coil.
There's that word again.
That's the famous Taco Bell. Those are the famous, Rob, the famous Taco Bell churro coils.
Aye, and put them in caramel sauce. Aye, the coils. Okay, let's go back to it.
Every menu item, these churro things with the caramel sauce, oh, they were nice. I held the burrito beside my head for a size comparison. I believe this is customary in America. The burrito and the nachos were probably my favorite. I thought everything was nice, very fresh. I didn't even know Taco Bell did chicken. Very versatile Taco Bell. I wanted to try it with all the sauces. This was, in fact, my first time ever having ranch, and my favorite was this lava sauce. And here is the moment we've all been waiting for.
It's the quesadilla. Let's have a go.
Quesadilla. I just want to reinforce that it's a quesadilla. Go ahead, Napoleon. Make yourself a damn quesadilla.
We love the quesadillas that we have. And is this the first one in the entire Emerald Isle?
Mike, yes. And he is the first person to eat at this restaurant.
Wow.
Ever.
It's good influence. So, a good choice with that guy. I like that. I think that's I know they have him over in London. Yeah. I know they do. They have a lot of those.
I hope he doesn't get any fire sauce in his beard.
Where do you line up on the bell? Oh, do you have more of the guy? Do you have more of the guy?
I do.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I think the bell is strong.
It's the quesadilla. Let's have a go of them.
It was everything I'd ever imagined. This was a big day for me trying Taco Bell, and I can confirm I adapt it well. It was not a big day for my toilet. Also, I learned that Americans really like cheese sauce. Follow me. I'm delicious.
Delicious is the name
delicious.
Of it.
Delicious. There we are.
I just thought that was, you know, I'm surprised that Taco Bell hasn't cracked that market yet or hadn't.
Did he have a ponytail, Rob?
It looked like he might have.
Yeah, it looked like he might have had a ponytail that was hanging in the back of his head. I tell you, my toilet, I exploded the thing. It was terrible after that. It was
too
really
many quesadillas.
Oh, these quesadillas are putting me anus on fire. I can't believe it. Oh, my God. And what's this coil churro thing with caramel sauce that we got on it?
Put the coil in the caramel.
Oh, my goodness. I'll tell you, I think my colon should be stuffed dead after having this. Absolutely miserable. Thanks a lot for bringing us the Irish influencer. We appreciate that.
I know you have a good reason to go back to Ireland so you can go to Taco Bell.
Absolutely. Hey there. Let me mention this to you, you blood-engorged tapeworms. Yeah, we see you. You're loving the free show Monday through Thursday, but you haven't joined the TMOS bonus show family yet, have you? Do we hate you? No, we don't hate you. We're saving you a seat. Why? Why? Because more access equals more fun. TMOS Extras give you unpredictable, can't get it anywhere else content. Or go commercial free. Yeah, commercial free TMOS, you heathen. And get the bonus show every week. Your subscription powers everything we do. Keep the great stuff coming. Be a hero. Be a helper. Hit the bonus show tab at michaelberryshow.com. Be a part of the TMOS bonus brigade. The TMOS bonus will blow your mind. Order now. Hell, order twice.
I like
that. Some beautiful video.
Yes, sir.
Jerry
Hey, Mike, let's go.
Let's go. 50s on 5 Radio XM. It's the dawn of rock and roll. Let's go.
Mike, it's been a while since we've played anything from The Onion because I think that it's hard to find stuff to parody on The Onion that isn't already ridiculous.
Okay.
However, I did like this that they dropped yesterday. A new rule in New York City for the policemen.
Which allows officers to kiss anyone who they think looks suspicious, has been the subject of criticism from those who say it's a violation of privacy and a potential breach of constitutional rights.
Throwing my stuff on the ground, kissing me on my neck and face, they push me up against the wall and start nibbling on my ear.
Every time I go out and I see a cop, I'm ready for him to come up, ask me questions, and give me a little kiss, just because, you know, the color of my skin.
Let's take a look at a disturbing cell phone video that's been making the rounds on the internet.
Stop! Put your hands on your head!
Oh, come on, man. They just kissed me 2 blocks ago. Come on, man. I didn't do anything.
Shut the f*** up and let me kiss you.
This is happening every day.
But some argue this is just the unfortunate reality we live in. Tighter security at airports, sporting events, kiss points in Washington, D.C. Commissioner Kelly said, quote, this is what post-9/11 police work looks like. Honestly, if we could kiss everyone in New York City, we would. We just don't have the manpower.
I like that.
Kiss checkpoints in Washington, D.C.
That's funny.
Okay, if I watch the 12 noon pregame for football on Sunday, I always watch Fox. I don't watch CBS.
I don't watch any of them. I hate it.
But because this is the 50th anniversary of the NFL today, they did something that I bet they thought was very clever. But instead, it horrified me. Now, it starts out okay, and I'm sorry I'm a day late with this, but I didn't see it. It starts out with the old open to the NFL today. And it's great because Brent Musburger is in studio. But okay, watch how they handle. I like these graphics.
You are looking live at U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. It's a battle of backup quarterbacks.
So they're actually using the old Chiron.
Yeah, it looks good.
But wait until they go into the booth, okay? These great 80s graphics that we thought were so fantastic in the day. And a great theme song. I was pleased that CBS brought the theme song back when they got the NFL back.
The NFL today is sponsored by Jeep.
That's the old Jeep, right?
Yeah, it is. Well, it is.
That's good that they got Jeep on board.
Yeah, now look.
James Brown.
50 years ago, on this very day, September 21st, 1975, CBS changed.
So he's dressed up as a 70s fellow, but look at the other people.
NFL today, the very first live pregame show in TV history. The result, a groundbreaking experience that transformed the hours before kickoff into part of the spectacle for half a century. This show has been there for moments that define the league and the culture all around it. And today, as we honor the legacy of the NFL today, it is only right that we do it with the man who is synonymous with its history.
Brent looks
the
old.
Very first host
yep.
of this
well,
show
he is old. We all get old.
Right, they didn't dress him in.
Musburger and genuinely meant welcome home, Brent.
Hey, look at my guys. You didn't need to dress for the occasion. Come on. What are we thinking?
Look at Bill Cowher with the mustache.
I know. Well, Nate said
I'm focused on the creepy AI guy in the background.
Oh, was there a creepy AI guy back there?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
You're right. There is. There's an AI.
Oh, God. That's great.
That is a good eye, Josh.
But I really enjoyed the fact they brought back some old elements, but I think we could have done without the throwback outfits and makeup.
I mean, think you're right. I think you're right.
One
little
laugh,
jive.
And then you're stuck looking at them.
I wonder if they had to really twist Nate Burleson's arm to put an outfit on. I do not like Nate Burleson at all. Not one bit. Don't like him. I think that guy probably spends 3 hours putting his outfits together. I really do. I think he's that kind of broadcaster.
If you want to see a patterned coat with a patterned shirt with a patterned tie, watch all the NFL coverage. I have to address the vertical hold when
absolutely.
I see
absolutely. Absolutely. I just don't. I mean, I think back in the day when it first started, when it was brief. Maybe a half an hour before the game. It was fun. You'd watch your team, and hopefully they'd do a piece on your team. Yeah. But now it's like hours and hours and hours.
Even Monday Night Football, I don't turn on until 8:10.
Yeah. What's the point? Because it's just on and on and droning on. And, you know, as far as Sunday Night Football is concerned, where they're screaming at the top of their lungs at you, you can have it. Not my type of stuff. Not a fan.
But anyway, I think it was nice that they tried. I think it was just a swing and a miss.
Mm-hmm.
Now, have you seen the new Meta AI glasses that they've come out with that have the camera in them and they talk to you through the airpiece? They did a brand new release last week. and Mark Zuckerberg. You know, I don't
like
to...
Did you see any of those at your, you know, the place you were working today?
I did not.
Okay, just check it.
I've played with a few.
You okay. have? Yeah. All right, okay.
I just have to wonder if, you know, I don't root against people, but Mark Zuckerberg, somehow this feels good to me. This was his the launch.
Boss WhatsApp video call.
There we go. Uh-oh. Well, let's see what happened there.
It's not supposed to do this.
Such a personality.
That's too bad. I don't know what happened. Maybe Boz can try calling.
Pause it for a second, Ron.
Sure.
You're worth a gazillion dollars.
Yep.
And you buy pants that don't fit. I'm all for...
I believe that's the style.
What, to wear them that long?
Yes. They're rolled up, right?
Yeah, I don't care for it.
I don't know.
I think it's what the kids are doing nowadays.
Well,
what if we dressed him like? What if we dressed him like Nate Burleson? Would you like that?
Oh, then I'd love it. Absolutely.
Okay, let's see. I'm sure they get it right now.
Okay.
All right. Well, I got a missed video call. Okay, there's the actual video call. All right. I'm just going to pick that up with my neural band.
Or are you?
This is, you know, it happens. Yeah, let's, what do you think? Let's just go ahead and...
Okay, what is he trying to do?
All right,
he's trying to make a phone call using his glasses, and it's not working.
So his new glasses let you text and everything, just seeing the glasses.
Right.
And the problem is the way they work is you have a little bracelet on your wrist. That when
your
you
neural
move your
band,
hand,
yeah.
It feels your nerves in here and measured off that. And he's
so you can make a little move
answer.
Like this and right. Be able to make your phone call.
Yeah. So if you tap or anything,
in theory,
it answers. And he's trying to do it all slick, moving his finger so you don't notice, and it's not working. Huh.
But don't worry, Mike. Later on in that release, he had a prepared bit where he was going to go to an influencer that was cooking. And the glasses were going to tell him how to cook.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's a good way to save the day.
Sure. Let's do it. Here we go.
You've already combined the base ingredients. So now grate a pear to add to the sauce.
What do I do first?
You've already combined the base ingredients. So now grate the pear and gently combine it with the base sauce.
Oh, God.
All right, I think the Wi-Fi might be messed up. Sorry. Back to you, Mark. It's all good.
Look, you know,
there you
mean,
go. Sorry about that.
Haven't multiple rollouts been like
always.
That, though?
Yes.
Right?
Always.
They're always like that.
Yeah.
You know?
It's why
ahead.
Apple does a video and doesn't try to do it live.
Right, right. That's the right move. That is the right move. That is so. Can he look any more uncomfortable, too? Did they have to get the guy that was a buddy of Zuckerberg that has that same, what's going on here?
If I was Zuckerberg, I would go and strangle the guy that just said, looks like the Wi-Fi is not working.
Can I share?
The trend in those tech companies is to let the people who program it and work on it do the rollout videos.
There you
like
go.
That.
And that's what that guy
that's
obviously...
That's why it is, instead of bringing in an actor.
You know, when Rob referred to Brent Musburger as old, I want to read a comment from Jim Phillips that said, hey, Rob, people die.
Thanks, Jim. What's taking you so long?
Oh, bada bing, bada boom, bada bing.
Let's close with this. I'd like to call this a beautiful video classic, although I don't think I ever aired it. I don't know where it's from, but it ended up on my TikTok today. This is the great Norm MacDonald in full makeup doing Andy Rooney. I think you will enjoy it. You remember Andy Rooney? He used to be on 60 Minutes before.
Sure.
It's 60 Minutes is canceled now, but here's what Norm MacDonald.
Do you have to do that joke every day? Is that your obsessive compulsive that you have to do that joke every single time you mention it?
Because every time I think I just grab one person, and that's all I need. Right. I need someone to know. Okay.
All right.
Norm MacDonald as
Andy Rooney.
Everyone is doing drugs nowadays. But when you think about it, we all do drugs in one form or another. For instance, I like to drink coffee. I know it's bad for me, but I enjoy it. Sometimes I'll have 5 or 6 cups a day. And coffee contains a drug called caffeine. So I guess you could say that I'm a drug addict because every day I do a drug called caffeine. And also peyote. Some people do drugs without even knowing they're doing drugs. At last year's Christmas party, I put four Rufinols into Leslie Stahl's eggnog. Then I dragged her up here to my office, ate a handful of peyote, and we had a little party of our own. The next day, she remembered none of it, so it was all just harmless fun. Really.
And Mike, that's what happens.
God love you, Norm.
When Norm does, just subtle but wonderful. I love
Norm,
it.
Still funny. You know what? Norm had to die for all of us to realize just how goddamn funny he really was. Right.
You're right.
That's it. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. Thank you for all your support. Thank you for people in the chat room. We appreciate that. Watching at our little odd time on Tuesday. We'll be back early morning tomorrow. For Josh Schroka and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Five cups of coffee a day.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I pooped myself one time.
Hey! Nice Bieber.
You can't keep getting away with it! You can't keep getting away with it!